I want everyone to take their Bible and turn to the verse that is the gospel in a nutshell. I hear it being whispered all through the building. John 3:16. Let's turn there. If everyone would turn there. We're going to read it together, but we're going to read it in a little different way. You notice that it has the word whosoever in there. When we come to the word whosoever, I want you to put your full name in there and say it as we read it. Now, it's going to be all jumbled up because everybody's going to be saying their name at the same time. But that's all right. The Lord hears your name. And I want to do this because we want to realize that each and every one of you are whosoever. And that this verse speaks to you personally. Okay? And this is one way to drive the point home. A little different way to read it. So let's read it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that Sam Thorpe believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, that sounded pretty good. Oh my, gift for Sam Thorpe. I've never been interrupted like this while I'm preaching. What's going on here? Is that what it says?
Well, it says, gift to Sam Thorpe.
Well, I don't really need a gift. I mean, I've got everything I need. Everybody's taking such good care of me. I don't really need a gift.
This is the most important gift that thou been given.
The most important gift that's ever been given? My, I'm sure I can't afford that. It must be very expensive.
No, it's free. It's free.
The most important gift ever given, and it's free. Well, you know, I really got a lot to say tonight, and I really don't have much time for this. I'm kind of busy, you know, and we got a lot on our schedule tonight. Look at the clock's going pretty fast.
But now is the accepted time.
Now is the accepted time.
Now is the time to accept it, right.
Are you going to be around tomorrow night?
Tomorrow may be too late.
Too late. Well, I guess I better take the gift tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much. A gift for Sam Thorpe. Wow, what's in here? Ooh. Wow. Wonder where that came from. Sure glad I took it. Let's have a little Bible quiz. Someone read Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23. The first one get it, read it for me. The gift of God is eternal life. He said it was the most important gift that I could ever receive. I guess he was right. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My, that's an important gift. Someone read for me John 1:12. John 1:12. But as many as received him. Well, that means that a gift is something that I guess I have to receive, isn't it? It's not something that's forced upon me. I have to have some personal responsibility. And I have to put forth my hand, and I have to receive it. But as many as received it. What about Ephesians 2:8 and 9? Whoever gets that first, read it for me. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Very good. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Has anyone had a birthday recently? You've had a birthday just this week? Wow, did you have a birthday party? Did you have some gifts? Oh, that's special. And you know, when they gave you the gifts, and they brought the gifts to you, did you say now, okay, let's see, how much do I owe you? Let's see, get my billfold out. Did you do that? No? Well, did you ask, well, how many times do I have to wash the dishes this week in order to get this gift? No? You mean there were no strings attached? They just gave it to you? Wow. I guess that's what a gift is, isn't it? And that's what the Bible says salvation is. There's no strings attached. We can't work for it. We can't earn it. In fact, we don't even deserve it. We don't even deserve it. We get this gift, as we read in that verse, by grace. Grace is something that is given to us that we don't deserve. Does anyone know what mercy is? What is mercy? Good definition of mercy? It's withholding something that we do deserve. That's mercy. If I deserve a spanking, I guess you have spankings here in the Bahamas, don't you? Every now and then you have a spanking when the Board of Education is applied to the seat of knowledge. Well, sometimes, you know, we deserve a spanking. But sometimes it's withheld by grace. And we're given something else. Mercy withholds what we deserve. Grace gives us what we don't deserve. Well, one more verse. James 1:17. Whoever gets it, read it. James 1:17. Very good. Every perfect gift and every good gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know, there have been times when I've been sitting around the Christmas tree with my family, and maybe one of my children gave me a gift. And as I opened it up, I had to say, oh, just what I needed. Even if I really didn't need it, right? Oh, just what I needed. That's just what I needed. And you know, sometimes we get gifts and they don't last too long, do they? How many of you remember what you got for your last birthday? And do you still have it? Or is it broke or rusted or lost or used up? But you see, the gifts that come down from heaven are good and perfect. And that's the gift of salvation. So you know, I got something else here. There's another envelope. Looks like something's in it. Let's see, who's it's addressed to? It says, a gift for you, or whosoever will. I don't know if we have any of those here tonight. A gift for you, or whosoever will. I guess that means that this gift is for you. This gift is there anyone here that's named you? Is there anyone here that's whosoever will? Well, this gift is for you if you fit that description. You know, sometimes we don't understand. We think, well, maybe he's talking to the person next to me. Certainly this message can't be for me. And so we don't apply it to ourselves. Let me say it again very carefully. Listen very carefully. This gift is for you. For whosoever will. Oh, here comes somebody who says he's for whosoever will. I wonder what he's going to do. Are you whosoever will?
Sure.
Then it's yours. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's yours to keep. A little bit of spending money in there. You see, it could have been yours. And it could have been yours. It could have been yours. Anybody that walked up here and responded to the offer, my, you girls could have had some nice ice cream tomorrow if you had come up and got that envelope. Because you see, that's what salvation is all about. It's for whosoever will. And all you have to do is believe it and trust that the person who's giving it will give it to you. Now, what if Brother Morris came up here and he reached out his hand and I put it back in my coat and I said, I was only joking. Ma, you wouldn't think too much of me, would you? You'd say, boy, that's a cheap trick, isn't it? But he believed that I would give it to him, or he wouldn't have walked up here and got embarrassed when I didn't give it to him. He had faith in the fact that I was going to keep my word. I was going to keep my word. And so he walked up and he received it and he took it. Sometimes we're sitting here amongst our friends and we really want to get up and get that gift, but, well, somebody may laugh at me. You know, somebody may think I'm silly if I walk all the way up here. And so we allow our friends to influence us. We allow our friends to make the wrong decision in our life instead of doing what we know is right, and that is making the very, very right decision. And so I trust that if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, the greatest gift in all the world is eternal life and forgiveness of sins, and it's free for the asking. And all you have to do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to be saved. I just want to read at the end of our little lesson a portion from Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And I'll begin reading at verse 8. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's a promise. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, because he will keep his promise. For there is no difference between Jew or Greek, for the same is Lord over all and rich unto all that call upon him. Here's another whosoever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise that God has made, and God always keeps his promises. And he'll never fail you, even after you accept him as Savior. He'll always be the one to help and to guide and to give you a life, eternal life, and the best life down here that you can ever have. Shall we just pray? Father, we do thank you for the ability that you've given each one of us to accept you as Savior. We thank you that through simple faith, we can just come to you and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I know that you died for me on Calvary's cross. And tonight, by faith, I want to trust you and accept your gift, salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that there would be a child or an adult or one here tonight that would make that decision for Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.